Gabriella, and I'm one of the owners at Moksha Yoga Etobicoke. I started my first time on the mat was sometime in 2003. So I was in Australia as an exchange student. And at that time, it was a very challenging time in my life. And I was struggling with an eating disorder and so some mental health issues with that. So I came back to Toronto and told my mom I was struggling with some things and got some help. But what I fell into was the yoga practice. And I was motivated by physical reasons, thinking, oh, I'm going to sweat and this is going to be good for me, you know, weight-wise. But in the end, what I ended up learning was that it helped transform how I talk to myself in my mind.
My name is John Fortin, and I am an owner as well as one of the teachers here at Power Yoga Canada. And my practice started from as a physical complement to training for an Ironman. And as I started to do my practice on a more regular basis, I found that it went from being a, quote, physical practice into one which shifted all of my other training mentally. So if I have cues around me, emotional cues that at one point in my past may have triggered me, through my practice, I'm more aware as those start to arise and being able to manage them more proactively rather than reactively.
Hi, I'm Donna Sellers, and I offer therapeutic yoga. I had been in the corporate world for a long, long time. And it was extremely stressful, very painful on an emotional level, because I felt that there was always a disconnect, that I was going through the motion of going to work, getting a paycheck, putting food on the table, helping to put food on the table for my kids. But there was always a disconnect. I didn't want to be there. When I finally reached a stage in my life where I really started to ask whether I wanted to die like this, whether this was, you know, if I died tomorrow, is this what I wanted to be doing? And the answer was a resounding no.
My name is Laura McLean, and I'm both a therapeutic yoga teacher and a registered yoga teacher. I was actually diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called rheumatoid arthritis, and I couldn't do a lot of physical activities, so I started with chair yoga. When I started and realized I could do a lot more than I expected I could do, especially the fact that I didn't have to get down on the floor, I felt really, really good. The meditation and breathing techniques also helped me a lot, because when you're diagnosed with something like that, often your self-esteem goes, you wonder, where am I going to be in 5 years?
In society today, we are so caught up in the need to look good, the need to be good, the need to go fast, we're working to fit this industrialized, commercialized society, that yoga is a practice in your yoga mat size of 24 by 72 inches just allows you to turn inside and let go of needing to be a certain way at all.
When you start to move with awareness, it's something called interoception. So you're bringing your awareness into the body, into what's happening in your body, in your mind. When you start to bring that awareness and practice with that awareness, it actually changes the nervous system. It's a very beneficial practice if you're suffering from anxiety or depression, if you have chronic pain, because in those states, the nervous system is ramped up. It's like it gets super excited. And so how do you bring that down? Well, yoga, encompassing breath work, encompassing meditation, and the movement as well, all help to bring the nervous system back into balance.
We all struggle with something, and we can all beat ourselves up and talk negatively to ourselves. The negative self-talk, regardless of if you're struggling with that particular disorder or not, it is common. And so what the practice did is over time, is that that voice started to become kinder and kinder. And so when I'm kinder to myself, I'm not going to be mean to myself for, you know, doing X, Y, and Z.